Day 3 or January the 3rd. Is it worth just one more try? Our thought today is rooted in Genesis chapter 6 verse 6. The Lord regretted that he had made human beings on the earth, and his heart was deeply troubled. First, the big picture surrounding this verse. One of the most famous accounts in the whole Bible comes next. God tells Noah to build an ark or a boat. Of course, Noah had never seen an ark before, so this was a real step of faith, and remember, he couldn't Google it for more information. This was the strategy God used to save all the different life forms on earth, including mankind, before the water obliterated everything. The word used for ark is the same one used to describe the basket made for Moses when he was a baby, and in which he was left floating on the Nile and later rescued by an Egyptian princess, as recorded in Exodus chapter 2 and verses 3 and 5. The box which stores the Ten Commandments inside the tabernacle is also called an ark. When the flood finally recedes, the ark is deposited on Mount Ararat in present-day Turkey, and the family of Noah resume their lives, thanks to their gracious God. And now our action step for today. Chapter 6 includes some of the most sobering words we have from God. He actually regretted making human beings. I have to admit, there are many projects I have started which have not worked out well, but I'm surprised that God had the same experience. The problem was, God gave humans free will, and they chose to ignore his advice and deliberately went their own way. However, God was so committed to us that he decided to give us a second chance, and that is where the Ark of Noah comes in. The issue is not do we have any failures or disappointments in our lives, but what are we going to do about them? If something popped into your mind when you heard this, it could well be the Holy Spirit urging you, with his help, to resolve a specific issue in your life, right now. Don't give up. Give it another chance. After all, where would we all be if God had simply given up?